If you have email, you are all too familiar with spam. That could change as early as next year. Legislation that would strengthen the state's anti-spam law is making its way through Sacramento. Dan Balsam, a third-year student at UC Hastings Law School, has been working on the bill for several years. He joins us live on the KCBS Newsline. Mr. Balsam, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
How would the bill work?
California had the strongest law, was about to have the strongest law in the country back in 2003. California law was mostly preempted by federal law, which has proven to be inadequate. But federal law lets California regulate false and deceptive spam, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to strengthen California law to target falsity and deception in commercial email to the extent possible. We're trying to close up a lot of the loopholes and ambiguities that the spammers have exploited in the last couple years since the law passed, and we are doing this to protect consumers, business recipients of email, and business advertisers, because legitimate businesses advertising their legitimate email is being caught by spam filters because of the vast quantity of spam out there.
Yeah, pretty much everyone agrees something needs to be done. But I have to ask you, I mean, you can ban things, but on the internet, it's pretty hard to track the bad guys down and get them before the bar of justice. How do you figure that'll work?
Well, the California legislature recognized exactly that problem, that sometimes the spammers themselves are hard to track down, and that's why even current law holds the advertisers expressly liable for the actions of their marketing agents.
What are some of the loopholes that are currently out there that your law would close?
Well, the current law doesn't really define. The current language in California is falsification, misrepresentation, or forgery. And it doesn't really define what those are or provide any examples. This has led to some inconsistent court rulings. So it's mostly trying to close up these loopholes, provide some examples. And one thing, for example, is a lot of spammers will register domain names with false information. That is implicitly a violation of current law. We want to make that explicit.
There's also the whole issue of this sort of deliberate misspelling, which just goes on and on and on and on and on to get around the text-based spam filters. Would your law actually cover that?
Yes, we intend to target deliberate misspellings for exactly that reason. They're deliberate, willful attempts to bypass filters.
We thank you for the time this morning. We've been talking live with Dan Balsam, who is a student at the Hastings College of Law in Berkeley, or in San Francisco, rather, and who is involved with the effort to strengthen California's anti-spam laws. A measure working its way through the state legislature could reach the governor's desk for signature this session.